Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have 1 week to pass legislation that would prevent the country from defaulting on its debt. The two spent the weekend negotiating the bill, and a draft was released last night. But NPR's Deepa Shipram reports there is opposition within both parties.
President Biden told reporters he was confident the bill would pass by June 5th. That's the deadline Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen gave for raising the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money to pay its bills. Biden said he spent the day speaking to members of Congress, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people.
But there are still members on both sides who have expressed disagreements over the bill. Biden said his message to Democrats who have reservations is, quote, talk to me. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this evening on a trip that will take him to a new NATO state in Finland and a country still waiting to join, Sweden. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting.
Sweden is the first stop, and Blinken will be taking part in a trade and technology meeting to align U.S. and European approaches to China. Sweden's NATO ambitions will also be high on the agenda. Turkey has been holding that up, but a top U.S. diplomat, Derek Hogan, says the U.S. hopes this will be resolved before a NATO summit in July.
The NATO summit in Vilnius will be an important opportunity to further demonstrate unity and to signal our enduring commitment to Ukraine in the face of Russian attack.
Blinken is also visiting Norway and Finland, NATO's newest member. He'll give a speech there that will mostly focus on Russia's war in Ukraine. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Biden says he and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan talked about Turkey's objection to Sweden joining NATO today. Ankara objects, claiming that Sweden harbors militants that Turkey considers to be terrorists. The issue came up during a phone call Biden made to congratulate Erdogan on his re-election yesterday. Hungary has also not yet approved Swedish NATO membership. The first new nuclear reactor built in the U.S. in decades is now at full power. Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports on the long-delayed Georgia project.
Plant Vogtle's two new reactors were supposed to be up and running years ago, and the total price tag has more than doubled to over $30 billion. Still, Georgia Power touts the nuclear expansion as a source of reliable, carbon-free energy. This first new reactor can generate enough electricity to power 500,000 homes and businesses, according to the company. Georgia Power customers have been paying for the financing for the project on their bills for years. Once the reactor goes into commercial service next month, they'll start paying for the capital costs, too.
You're listening to NPR News. The NATO-led peacekeeping mission to Kosovo is condemning violence today that injured around 25 NATO soldiers. In a statement, NATO said the Italian and Hungarian soldiers were subjected to unprovoked attacks while countering Serb protesters in northern Kosovo. The protesters were demonstrating against last week's move to install ethnic Albanian mayors in the region dominated by Serbs who have boycotted elections. The cooling economy has led to fewer summer jobs and summer internship opportunities this year, but NPR's Andrea Hsu reports that job seekers still have plenty of options.
The job site, Indeed.com, found that postings for summer jobs and internships are down 10 to 15% from a year ago, though still higher than they were before the pandemic. The drop in internships, in particular, mirrors a decline in white-collar job opportunities across the labor market. Companies facing economic uncertainty may be less willing to take on interns. But if you have secured a summer job, you are likely to earn more than you would have a year ago. Over half of U.S. states have raised their minimum wage in the past year, and wages overall have been rising at a fast clip. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Former Silicon Valley executive Elizabeth Holmes is scheduled to surrender to federal authorities tomorrow. She is to begin an 11-year sentence for defrauding investors through her failed blood testing company Theranos. A jury last year convicted her on fraud and conspiracy charges. Holmes is to serve her sentence at a minimum security women's prison in Texas. A court denied her attempt to remain free while she appeals. This is NPR News.